Mauricio Mejia live. Entertainment guru, Silicon Valley entrepreneur, author, and speaker. It's Mauricio Mejia live. Bringing to you real people, real day-to-day life experiences, and real business opportunities. If you dare to step up. Do you have what it takes to take it to the next level and become who you are truly destined to become? Decide, commit, execute. Join the thousands of viewers around the world and become a part of the conversation. Mauricio Mejia Live.
I want to welcome everyone back. Episode 3, season 3. Oh man, it's all about threes today. We started at 3 o'clock, episode season 3 and episode number 3. Mauricio Mejia Live. We are broadcasting here from downtown San Jose, Studio B in the house. And today, we're going to be talking about health and why it's so important to take care of your health and the effects that it has on your life. And it's crazy because I'm on this health tip journey right now, and I've been on this before, and then now I've really taken it to a whole different level. It's the first time that I've actually broken it down to the basics. And today, I have the honor of having my own personal coach here, my nutrition coach. Not only is he my coach, but he's my friend, and we go way back, and we're going to be talking about some stories and having fun with it. We're actually going to go deep today because we can. We actually know each other that well that we can have some real conversations. And in the last 4 months on this journey that I've been, we've opened up and have had the ability to have some fun conversations. So I want to welcome Mike Escobar, nutritional coach. Also, you have your own podcast, your own show on YouTube. Yeah, Esco Elite Fitness. I want to welcome you to the show today. Thank you so much. I want to thank you, too. You have an amazing wife who is our producer of your show, my show, her show, and is the big visionary here that has helped us put this this whole idea, this podcast, Silicon Valley's number one podcast studio. So, Mike, thank you for taking the time, being here and sharing your journey with me as well, and really putting me into place, man. I really do appreciate that. I've known you for 25 plus years, and I remember when I met you. I mean, we were very young, in our early 20s, and you didn't look what you look like today.
No.
Actually, you don't even talk and think the way that you do today. I said this in last week's show, you have completely transformed from your body, your mind, and soul, man. You're just a whole different person today from what I know, and I'm very blessed to have you. And again, you're doing some stuff to show me a different path and journey.
Yeah. So basically, I'll start from the beginning.
Yeah.
So I'm going to be honest. I'm going to lay it all out here. So 2003... I had to serve a federal prison sentence. I had to do 3 years. So while I was in there, I wanted to level myself up because I went there overweight and all that. And then a program was available. Somebody came to me and said, hey, they're going to offer to get certified as a personal trainer. And I've always worked out my whole life. I've always been in
there. Yeah, you've always been a big dude.
Yeah.
I mean, I remember that from back in the club days. Yeah.
So I was like, you know what? I need to do something with my life when I get out. So I thought, that's perfect for me. I love the gym. I love the workout. Why not? So I got certified in there, worked out, leveled my mind up in there. I did my own, like, mindset training. What I was doing in there, most inmates, 97% of them were sleeping in. I was getting up at like 4 a.m., hitting the yard at 5 to work out, cardio every morning, consistently. I wanted to level, not only that, I wanted to level myself up. I just didn't want to go there and waste time and sleep my time away. So I'm going to make use of this time while I'm in here. Mm. So when I got out, when I completed my sentence, I actually became a personal trainer. Got hired. Shout out to my boy, Adam, if you ever listen to this, Mindput Media. Hired. Lived in Salinas for a few years, from 05 to about 07. Moved to San Jose. Got a job as a trainer at 24 Hour Fitness. And then eventually met my lovely wife. So it's a crazy story how it all transpired. All snowballed and one thing into the next.
You were a big dude. It's not like you were unhealthy. I mean,
yeah.
There is some pictures that are out there that I've seen some of the stuff you've shared publicly. I mean, I got to say, I mean, just like me, some of the pictures that I posted, I thought I was looking like the hot shit, and not realizing how stupid and how much of a pig I looked.
Yeah.
Like, and unfortunately, I didn't have the people. They were honest with me and were telling me, but I see some of the stuff. What was the trigger that made you decide to make a transformational change? Because it wasn't just you as well. Your partner also. You guys, it was a collective effort there. And it just seems like when I look at the past pictures of both of you and today, I'm like, wow, you would have thought, like, crazy couple, like Bonnie and Clyde kind of shit.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And then you look at now, it's like two completely transformed human beings.
Yeah, so when I got out, I met my wife at the time, was my girlfriend. We partied a lot, but then I let myself go. I slipped during that time. I started eating and drinking and went back into my old vices.
Mm.
So it pulled me back again, slowly going back into like fitness, getting my body right. It was her, actually. She was competing. I said, man, I need to level myself up. It pushed me to level myself up because here I am, fat dude, and she's getting all ripped and in shape. I said, man, I need to level myself up. I got to be honest because I know what it felt like to be in shape. I know how good it feels. I know the feeling. You can't buy that feeling. Mm. I don't care. No amount of money. I was in there with millionaire, billionaires in prison. You cannot buy that feeling.
Oh, man.
So I had to level myself up. And then recently, not too long after COVID, I came to her for some help, wanted to learn macros. And I said, you know what? I want to level myself up again. Now that I'm getting older, I want to level my mind up.
Mm.
You know, I came across some people on Instagram, some different influencers that kind of woke me up. I was like, it's time to level up. Because I want to teach men in my age group because we're suffering. It's not just about the look. A lot of men are suffering deeply internally inside with mental health.
Yeah.
They're not happy with themselves. And it's leading to a lot of bad behavior, a lot of drinking, drug use. And I feel like it's my time at this age, going into my late 40s, that I need to help men in my age group. I need to level them up.
Do you think, you touched the point right now, mental issues, right? I mean,
yes.
I'm a person that's always believed in, if you take care of yourself, right, you work out, you stay active. I never really labeled it or addressed it. And maybe I had mental issues or traumas, right, that we've dealt with.
For sure.
That we've gone through in our life, in our journey in life, right?
How do we avoid having to get into these pitfalls and then really having to then deal with these categories of what they're categorizing as, oh, well, you got mental illness. Let me subscribe a pill to you, right? Let me give you some antidepressants. Let me give you, or hey, that we fall into the pitfall of doing either drugs, alcohol, eating. Yeah, I've learned this from you. Eating is like a drug.
It's a vice.
It's a vice. Sex could be a vice.
Yes.
There's so many things that can be that. Again, just break those down for us. I mean, so that the people can get a feel of what it is.
So for me, mental health stems from a lot of things. It could help from stem from childhood trauma. A lot of us have a lot of bullshit we've gone through in our life. We know this. A lot of us, like myself, we've done a lot of drugs when we were younger.
Yeah.
That can haunt us later on in life. That's what I felt like. It'll catch up to us eventually.
Yeah.
And for some reason or another, a lot of men don't talk about it, but when we hit our 40s, our hormones are shot.
Yeah.
We go through menopause.
Yeah.
Testosterone goes down. Estrogen goes up. We gain weight. We don't feel like the men we used to. We don't feel like that warrior. We're starting to get older. We're starting to question ourselves.
We lose that
edge. Yeah, you lose that edge. You're not happy with yourself, but you're not honest with yourself about it. So first thing, by fixing that mental health or any mental health issues or any mental illness, is you got to be honest with yourself. Got to look in the mirror and look at yourself. Like, are you doing everything possible to help yourself out?
I call it, mental health is one way. I've been blessed to have some great mentors in my life. And one of my mentors said to me, it's not about mental health, it's about mental toughness. So for me, it was about building mental toughness versus using a word like mental health or softening and stuff. So one of the things that I've been known for is I'm that guy that has no fear when it comes to business. I have zero fear in business. I've never been afraid since I was a child. So I'm conditioned.
You're a risk taker.
Yeah, absolutely. When it comes to my health, I've gone through my peaks and valleys. I was an athlete when I was a kid. Played every sport, baseball, football, soccer, water polo, track. I mean, I was great at all the sports. I actually, at one point, I was being scouted to play baseball. Stanford was looking at me.
Wow.
I wasn't for baseball. Football was something that even I had the build for it, but I just, for some reason, baseball was what they were looking for. For me, I've always kept myself busy and active and building that mental toughness because I was always an athlete. I always competed in business. When it comes to business, man, I thrive off of that endorphin, that dopamine that kicks in. So I have I know that I have to be tough because the other people that I'm around are competing at higher levels.
Yes.
So for me, it's, again, going into this health journey, I've had my body transform, like where I was at a young age, I got real big because I stopped taking care of myself. I was inactive. And then when I caught myself, I became active again and I lost all the body weight. But I never knew, I never broke it down. I never knew how you broke it down just recently for me, where then all of a sudden I started doing a certain thing and I started seeing success. So I kept doing what I was doing and not knowing what I was doing.
Yeah.
And I saw results. And I've had this journey and this last kind of episode in my life was pre-COVID. I was slowly deteriorating. Again, I was very successful. My from 2014, 2019, I was doing some very big business. And I remember I started looking, just recently started looking at some pictures in 2019. I was like, damn.
You lost sight of yourself.
I did.
You were chasing the bag. You were chasing that success. But in chasing that, and I've done it too. I did the same thing you did. Same the mistake. I was in a different industry for a while. The same mistake. I fell into my old vices. Bad eating, lots of drinking, lots of partying.
Yeah.
And it shows in the photos.
Yeah.
So once I cut that shit out and was honest with myself, like, all right, that's it, enough. Enough of the bullshit. My life changed.
I would see it in my face, my skin, or my puffiness around my... I just look... I look swollen.
Yes.
And then during COVID, obviously, the world stopped, turned upside down, and all we had was time on ourselves, right? So I don't want to compare it to prison because I don't know. That's got to be a completely different experience. But I felt like I was imprisoned in my own home, and the only person that I could talk to was myself or the freedom of my phone. But going out and doing all the regular stuff that we were doing before in the past wasn't there. And I remember that I started really taking care of my health. Why? Because I needed to continue to have that mental toughness and keep sharp because we didn't know what the fuck was going to happen next.
True.
There was so much uncertainty in the world. Yeah. So for me, I slimmed up. I was doing well. And then COVID, we're a year into this shit. We're like, fuck, when is this thing going to be over? And then when they started to release, at that time I had my show going on, Mauricio Mejia Live Season 1. Then we went into Season 2. And next thing I know, as the world started to open up, you can see that some of the habits started coming back. Going out, eating, drinking, not going to the gym as much, getting into the circles again, like because people wanted to break loose. And until last year, I shared with this on the show, one of my boys found me at one of the Bellator fights. And showed me a picture, took a picture of me, and we used it on a, we'll pop it up on the show again just as a reminder of what I looked like just last year, not too long ago.
Kind of a wake-up call, right?
Yeah. And then even how when we reconnected, I mean, it was, and that was a crazy way we connected because we knew each other from the club circuits. We knew each other from back in the day.
Yep.
And then it just time went by. I mean, the last time I remember seeing you, you were this big dude hanging out with other big dudes.
Yeah.
It was like the crew of meatheads.
Meatheads. Meatheads who like to lift weights during the week and party on the weekend. That's the problem is my personality is very extreme. So when I do something, I'm very extreme.
Yeah.
When I party, I go all the way. It's no one drink and that's it. It's one drink and let's go.
Talk about that. I've had that kind of experience. I can't have just one drink or I was conditioned that way. One drink wasn't enough. No. I always wanted to feel like that extra edge.
Yes.
Because I always thought I was in control. In reality, after a couple of drinks, you lose all control and inhibitions and all that other craziness. So
once I go past two drinks, it's on. There's no stopping. Like I said, I had my run in Vegas for a while. I was out there partying a lot, popping a lot of bottles, traveling a lot, and I was just chasing something that just wasn't there. I was chasing my own tail, trying to find my happiness. But in reality, it wasn't happiness.
Hmm.
I was just chasing myself. I was trying to make up for lost time. Since I had gone to prison, I thought by partying, I was making up for lost time. But really, I was destroying myself.
Yeah.
Till eventually, I put an end to it. Like, all right, it's enough. I had enough. I've done enough partying for a lifetime. And that's what I'm trying to teach people. Like, you got to look at your life. Is it conducive to your health? Or is it time for you to put a pin on it and say, okay, it's time for me to get serious and lock in on myself. Because we're the most important asset on this earth, ourselves, the company, the investment, is you.
Yeah. That's how you got me, man. Yeah. I got to tell you, there's a handful of people in my life that have had the fucking balls to say it black and white to me. And the reason you and I quickly connected was your approach was like, hey, what's up, man? How you doing? Blah, blah, blah. And when we saw each other, you just dropped some knowledge, and you asked of me and wanting to do a transformation. And I'm like, yeah, I was one foot in, one foot out. I wasn't sure what I wanted to do yet. But then you hit me. I mean, you hit me hard when you said, well, look at your body like a business. He says, are you happy with the way your body is right now? And that resonated because when you ask me about my business, I light up and I tell you, I can tell you where every business is at right now.
Yeah.
And even at that time, when I lose track of it, I know that I have to pull myself back and pull the business back in.
Yes.
And what I was neglecting was my own personal body, my own personal way of feeling, because I forgot what it felt like, even though I was masking it, right? I supplements, working out, thought I was eating properly. No one ever really broke it down. And when you hit me, boom, it was like a brick, a truck, just boom, just hit it, hit me right in the dead center. And that opened up my eyes. And I realized at first it was tough. And when you said that, it wasn't even about the investment, because it's not about investment. I spend more stupid money on dumb shit in my life. But when you opened up that door and you opened up that light, you said something that was very key. Mauricio, the minute you start taking care of your body, your mind is going to, your clarity is going to come through, and your business is going to grow more. And I didn't understand it yet because I never had anyone explain it to me.
Yeah.
So talk about that on the philosophy behind that, because it's key. I've noticed in the last 3.5 months, 4 months that we've been together, that you've been coaching me. You've been on my ass weekly. I mean, there's moments where I slip, but I think we're definitely on a very successful path now.
Yeah.
Share the importance of this and why, because I've seen it. I felt it now. My business mindset right now, whoo, I thought I was a badass. Now I feel like I'm a ninja, straight fucking just samuraiing through. I mean, just I feel like all of that stuff.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'll break it down for you. So basically, 90% of society, 95% of society, what do they want? Lose weight. Typical to lose weight. Okay. What's that mean? I want a better body. Okay. We get that. But really, it's not really I'm training you for your body. That's the bonus. I'm training your mind. I'm sharpening your mind. I'm building the discipline. I'm staying on you. You got to eat this way. You got to cut out the vices. Mauricio, yep. I'm not telling you to cut out the alcohol because I know you don't like being told what to do. So you're not going to cut out completely. So I know I
love this guy. You're right. I don't like to be told.
I had to work with you gently and be like, all right, start cutting back. Just start paying attention to how you feel. Mm-hmm. Mental clarity. And I work on that. And when you say mental toughness, I mean what I do, mental fortitude is what I'm training. Mm. Like to be a ninja, samurai.
Ooh,
mental fortitude.
I like that one. Yes.
Because it's hard. It's hard. I know. The life you live, the people you rub elbows with, there's drinks constantly in front of you. You're being tested all the time.
Yes.
So I know that's hard.
Every day.
It's a challenge.
Every day. I mean, I shared with you that when we go out, we're not having one or two drinks. Yes. We're polishing bottles of wine.
Of course.
They're not cheap bottles of wine. We can do $1,000-$1,500 a week.
Yeah.
And just spending money on drinks. Yes. That's not even food.
Yes.
Imagine.
So that's what I was trying to teach you, is like, pay attention to how you feel when you leave that stuff alone for a while. Pay attention how your body feel. Your body's happy.
Yeah.
Pay attention to how your step, how your movement, how your frequency.
Yes.
Now you're starting to hit on a different level. Your energy's glowing. And when I told you your business is going to blow up, you probably didn't understand. What I mean by that is people are going to want what you have. When eventually we get to where we want to be, where I see, and the energy you're exuding, people are going to be like, holy shit, I want to do business with that guy. Look at this guy. He's sharp. He's on point.
Yeah, what's he
look
doing?
Look at the way he moves.
Yeah.
Versus that guy who's a slouch, a slug. He moves slow. He doesn't get shit done.
Yeah.
And when you're sharp, you're getting shit done.
You're
operating on a different level. And that's what people don't understand. You're operating on a different level.
Yeah.
So when your mind is sharp, your body's going to be sharp.
It's like a different operating system, right?
Where
some people are still on the iPhone 4.
Yes.
We're on the iPhone 15 now.
Yes.
And we have to upgrade our operating system.
You got to evolve in life. You have to evolve.
And I think
a lot of people they use their age as an excuse. Like, well, I'm this age. I'm a middle-aged man. This is just the way I'm supposed to look.
That's a
lie.
That.
The lie detector detected that's a fucking lie. I'm living proof of it. My wife's living proof. A lot of us. It's not just us. There's a lot of men now. They're living proof of it.
I'm going to be 48 this year.
See?
And I don't feel 48. For a minute, though, I was catching myself losing my breath. I had blood work done. My testosterone level was low. My estrogen level was high.
Exactly what I just said earlier.
And the doctor explained to me that men, when they hit their 40s, it's actually when you hit past your 20s, 25s, your testosterone starts to drop.
Start declining.
Start declining.
We're not every producing. Year after that.
Yeah, and then by the time you hit 40, it declines. So, and a lot of it has to do, too, with food, right? Food can also decline the testosterone in the male and also raise the estrogen. I learned that edamame, soy, is a big contributor to estrogen. So even though as much as I love them now, I'm like, but in moderation, right?
Moderation's okay. That's true.
So, man, it's been an interesting journey for me. I feel my body has transformed. In the last 3.5 months, I've lost 25 pounds. We're floating right now. That my lowest was 205, I think I recorded with you guys.
Yeah.
And I'm at that 206, 207, and the highest that I've done is probably nothing higher than 210 now. And my goal this week is to hit the 205. And that's just for me to as a accomplishment, as a marker. But we're not gonna stop. Actually, no. I like this idea of now challenging myself.
Yeah. Think about this. You're the company, right?
Yeah. So, I love it. Yes. So give the analogy. So we're going to talk about I am the company right now. This is Mauricio Mejia has all these companies, but now we're going to talk about me, the company, and you're my business coach right now for this company right here.
So what I always say, are we in the green or are we in the red? Are we making money for the company or losing money? And I cracked the whip. I'm not here to wave the pom-poms and be your friend because you have money successful. No, I'm going to crack the whip because I have a job to do.
That's right.
And my job, I know where I want to take you. I want to flip you to where you're going to cry and thank me. You're going to have a dream body you never had before.
I will.
I can see it. Yeah. You have to see it and believe it. So I'm going to keep chipping. One brick at a time, chipping away at it.
I'm seeing it.
You can't stop because everybody gives up. Like, what is Elon Musk? What's the difference between Elon Musk, Jeff Bezos, and the rest of the world?
Their mindset.
Why are they where they're at?
Because they're focused. They're hyper-focused on what they
want. Tenacity. They never quit. Yeah, trust me, there's many times they probably want to quit and want to give up. They kept pushing. Same thing with us. A lot of people give up. They quit on themselves.
Yeah.
You can't quit on yourselves. Listen to me, people. Stop fucking quitting on yourselves. Yeah. You guys quit too easy. You do a week or two, and you don't see results, and, I'm done. I quit. You don't know the formula. That's the problem. They don't know the recipe.
Yeah.
Everything has a recipe in life.
Well, let's dive business into, has a recipe. Let's dive into that recipe because... one of the triggers or one of the points of sale, and not even sale, just the way they communicated with me, nothing was ever a sales pitch here between us. It's, hey, accountability costs money, no matter what. Just like anything, yep. Right? If I need an accountant, an attorney, if I need an attorney to protect our company, it costs money. An accountant to watch the money. A coach, you're my coach, you're holding me accountable, it costs. So that's a service. Let's break it down to the point where you broke it down to the basics. Like you said, Mauricio, you can eat anything you want, and you're sending me pictures of a burger. You're sending me pictures of, tacos. And yes. I'm like, fuck, how the fuck can you eat all this and have the body that you have? And then you gave me the magic, and you said, you got to just weigh your food, and you got to count calories, macros.
Let me elaborate on that.
Yeah.
So where I learned, and it blew me away, my wife's daughter was competing. I noticed she was eating different things that are not your usual. Broccoli, chicken breast, tilapia. And I was like, damn, she's eating. How can she eat that stuff and maintain how lean she is? Then my wife said, it's all about macros, all about hitting your protein goal and make sure you stay on your calories. So that reason I say a company, because everything's numbers in life.
Yeah.
Your bank account, your address to your home, your date of birth. Yeah. Everything is numbers. Yeah. Same thing with the body. You have to know what numbers to put in. I told you. Mauricio, you eat what you like. I'm not going to tell you what to eat. You eat what you enjoy. I'm just going to show you how to make it work. And that's why I'm able to eat the things that I enjoy and I love and how I'm able to sustain this. Because I eat the things that I want. Yeah. Not someone telling me, oh, you got to eat this way. And that's the problem with a lot of coaches and trainers and fitness gurus. They give you this stringent, rigid-ass diet that people get bored of within a week or two. Let's be honest.
Yeah.
You have to have balance. It has to be very balanced or else it's not going to work.
I get tired of the meal preps. I mean, I've gone through like... various meal prep companies.
Same here.
Because if you still eat the same, I mean, right now I love MegaFits. It's one of my favorites.
Oh, my God. Every day I eat that.
I've done X Factor. I've done Healthy Habits here locally. I've done other types, trying to find that so that it doesn't get boring.
Exactly.
But I actually like the food that I actually cook.
See?
I know how to cook my carne asadas. I know how to do my own meal preps where I do ground beef. I'll do the vegetables. I bought an air fryer. I do a lot of stuff that I wasn't doing in the past. I'm doing it now that I can actually enjoy. I
mean, yeah.
So now what I've also done is I've cut back a lot of the eating out.
Yes.
Because I'm more conscious. I'm aware that if
you're self-aware now.
Yes. And then that's what you've also helped me is create that self-awareness, right? And that's really what I want others that are out there watching is that self-awareness comes in, it's in many, not just in business and the things that we're all doing in life, but self-awareness in us first. Stedman told me one day, he goes, Mauricio, and this is something that I just repeat always, it's in order to lead others, you must learn how to lead yourself first.
Bingo. That's a good one.
And this is something that you reminded me of. And I don't even have copies of my own book here. We need to put that on the props back here. We need to leave them. So
yes.
I wrote two books that I gave you. And that was
What's the name of your books, by the way?
So my first one was Smoke and Mirrors, or is Smoke and Mirrors. My second one It's a business mindset book. It's Decide, Commit, Execute. And I think I remember specifically when we connected the first time, you threw a challenge at me and I threw the challenge back at you, because one of the things that I do with people that want to do business with me or want to do something with me or want to get into my network or my circle,
yes,
is I want people to know who I am and what I'm about. And if you're really that interested in doing and getting close to me, I want you to know who I am. And I give a book as a gift and really to see, let's see how bad you want it and how really interested you are in doing business. And I remember I gave you a copy of both books. And I think by midnight or by late night, I think you either had burned through one or you started reading Smoke and Mirrors. And the fact that you just started to get to know who I was is just how you just, again, it just showed how important it was to you to want to do business with me. And just things just started to snowball from there, man.
Yeah, because I knew you from the party scene. I knew you're a party guy. Yeah. You from the nightclub scene. We knew from that. I didn't know your personal life. I didn't know what you went through. So when I read that book, I was like, wow, this is deep. Now I see why he is, how he is, and why what made his job. Because a friend of ours, a mutual friend of ours, Mauricio Salazar, he used to tell me about you. Like, dude, I got this friend. He's always hustling. He's always promoting. He's always in the nightlife scene. And I was like, how the hell does this young dude get in the clubs? And he was explaining to me what you do and this and that. I go, damn, he's a hustler. That's what I need to do. But eventually I became a meathead bouncer. And I didn't have that business drive mindset because I wasn't around the right people to push me to that.
Well, now you are because we made a commitment to all of ourselves, right? We're like the trio right now.
One thing I was impressed with, sorry to cut you off, was in your book, is how you took a hard-ass fall and you came back up.
Oh, yeah.
That was a hard fall. I felt that in my soul because I've taken hard falls in my life, too, where I want to break down and give up. And like, you know what, though? I have tenacity, man.
Yeah,
I don't give up. I'm relentless. I can't give up.
I'm working on my third book right now. We have actually come up with the tentative name. It's going to be called Assess, Address, Move On, which is going to be the sequel to to Decide, Commit, Execute. Going back to that whole part is leader with the leadership part is you hit me straight up with this, with what you wanted to do with me. And I wanted to see how bad you really wanted to do business with me. And I wanted to see if you were that serious. One, because in order for me to follow somebody, I got to see the results. And I saw the results. You talked a good game. You said what you needed to say. And we connected. And then now I wanted to see, all right. Because I get a lot of people that come through here, man.
Of course.
Everybody either wants to sell something, do something, or has another great idea, or is looking for money, looking for investments, something. I'm always open. My door is always open. But what I try to do now as I've gotten older and wiser is you try to flush out all the bullshit out of your life, right? Because we don't need it. Sometimes people even try to infiltrate, right? They'll come in disguised as they want to do business, but really they're
a wolf in sheep's clothing.
We just had an experience. We're now going through some legal matters, but it's crazy because you also want to give a helping hand and an opportunity to people. You just don't know what you don't know.
Yeah, of course.
And I know for a fact that this person that I gave my book never read my book, because if he read my book, he would understand, don't fuck with me in the sense that I'm giving you an opportunity. Don't fuck it up, because if you do, this is when, again, the haters come out, right? We talked about this already. Then they hate, right? Frequency, right?
Yes.
The haters come out because they'll say, oh, fuck Mauricio. He's this and that. I'm like, no, it's not fuck Mauricio. It's you couldn't sit at the table and do business at the level.
Facts.
So you felt you got the shorthand of the shorter side of the deal, when in reality, you cut your own deal. And I just took, I don't want to say took advantage of it, but I saw the opportunity. You didn't see it. And that's just how the deal was consummated.
Yeah.
Now, to me, the best deals are where both parties don't get everything that they want and they walk out of the table, but they got something out of it. So, again, going back into that, it's just crazy how we had this conversation and boom, here we're at. Four months later, I've lost 25 pounds. My body fat has gone down from, I think it was like we were in the 35s. Now we're down to like 26%. So that's awesome. My energy has gone to a whole different level. We're creating now together, right? We got a lot of other things that we're working on. We have where we're at today, right? This whole thing was a combination of just putting people together. And now
it's like the universe brought us together.
Yeah, crazy way. I'm beyond excited about this. I think that we're going to build some great stuff, and I'm looking forward to seeing us all grow together. But just, yeah, man, anyway, I get lost in my own thoughts, man, because just thinking of all the great things that are going to come out, and the fact that the energy level that I have right now, I don't remember the last time I had this. I mean, well, aside from the COVID time, where I really felt that the freedom, right? Where we're not locked up, so I'm in a free realm.
They let the lion out of the cage.
Yeah, exactly. Man. Yes, yes.
I know how you feel?
Yes, like I'm hunting now.
Yes,
like it just the
you have like a new lease on life.
Yes, absolutely, and I don't feel sedated. I have clarity. And I know that I can go back now and read my book, Decide, Commit, Execute, and be congruent with my book. I there's an analogy that I have there. I have 9 bullets, 9 targets. And I cannot miss any of those targets, because if I do, then I become a target. Yeah. So I feel that my clarity, my mindset is coming back to where I was when I wrote Decide, Commit, Execute. It was crazy that it took me 2 years to write my first book, but only took me a weekend to write my business mindset book, because the clarity was there. My Smoke and Mirror book was just, it took me 2 years. I was fucking, it was like therapy, right?
Yeah.
And then at the end, I edited all kinds of shit out there, because if you really read Smoke and Mirrors, the unedited edition, there was a lot of names in there. There was a lot of scenes in there that we'll save it for the movie. But
yeah,
there was just a lot of shit there that I probably would have been hit immediately with a bunch of lawsuits and stuff. But anyway, it's been fun, man. It's I like where I'm at today. I like where I'm going. And I believe 2024, there's a lot of meaning to it for me. One, I built a relationship with you. I built a relationship with Janine, which... Your wife's, again, an amazing human being. She's a great, she's our producer. She's my producer, so she's in the back.
You remember an important question I asked you before we started all this, though?
No. Let's
see if you remember. Okay. I paid attention. You mentioned something about your health. I don't know if you want me to elaborate on that.
No, please. Yeah, so elaborate.
You mentioned you had fatty liver.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So I asked you, do you want to live or die?
Yes. Yes.
Very important. Do you want to live or die?
Yes.
I said, because Mauricio, you're not going to live long if you keep... fucking around and finding out, and you keep doing this too much.
I love that phrase. What is it? Fuck around and
find out. And a lot of people, I got that tattooed on my wrist. And a lot of people think that's fighting words. It's really, I'm saying it to men. You men, stop playing with your health. Because listen, the war assistant coach, 46 years old, at the dinner table in Utah, had a heart attack, died, passed away. A friend of mine, my old boxing coach, his best friend at 49 years old, his heart stopped. My wife found him dead. A lot of men right now are dying. They're just... in our age group, but people are playing around. They're not taking their health serious. So I asked you that. You said you want to live. Okay, well, we got to cut the bullshit out.
Yeah.
Not telling you completely cut out, but you got to cut back and know.
Yeah.
And now you're on a different frequency.
Yeah.
You went from down here. Yes, your business was successful and thriving, but your frequency was down here. Now it's starting to elevate. It's starting to get up there.
And now now everything is starting to elevate. I mean,
you see what I'm saying? The energy. Your energy is glowing.
Absolutely. I'm seeing it in my work. I'm seeing it in the way that, in the things that I'm putting things together.
You have more energy now. You're moving faster. Your mind is firing at will.
I'm going to tell you something crazy. I mean, this is true. It's even the people that are around me, that have been around me, I'm starting to just feel like, fuck, I don't want to be around certain people now. There's
of course.
No,
you're starting leaving behind.
Yes.
Because they want to keep, what is that, crabs in the bucket?
Crabs in the bucket.
They still want to pull you down to their level. But you're you're staying down here if you don't want to come up with me on my level.
Yeah, no, it's, my decisions are becoming, again, sharp again. Like I used to, like, I was very quick to make a decision, committing and executing. And then what I caught myself as I was becoming sloppy with myself was I wasn't making the decisions that I should be making. I wasn't committing as quick as I should be doing. And I definitely wasn't executing like I should be doing. So all these should haves, could haves weren't happening. And I just was shitting all over myself. Yeah. So at the end of the day, again, all this has done is just realign myself.
Yeah.
And again, I say thank you because you kept it real. And what I want to do is I want to be able to call out and invite other men and women, too, because both need help. I think that we all need to start a journey now, immediately, yesterday, not wait till the new year, new you bullshit, all the marketing stuff that's out there. I think we need to take a step because I didn't start with a, oh, I'll start tomorrow, blah, blah, blah. No.
Immediately, you jumped right into it.
Hey, man, when you said, hey, if you're serious, here's my link, take care of it, and then I'll send you what the next instructions are. I was like, what the fuck? I was like, he closed me. I'm like, fuck. I'm normally one that doesn't get closed. And I'm like, but it was important to me.
What I taught you is to master each step. Teach you, it's going to take some time, but master each step.
Yes.
Master learning how to weigh. I know at first you're like, weigh your food. What the hell?
Yeah.
Then you got to track. What the hell is this
tracking? Now it's like nothing. I do it so quick.
Autopilot, right?
Things that are not scannable, boom, boom, I put the labels in. Now I have a good eye. I can tell at least within proximity of what I'm eating and the weight or the ounces of it. And yeah.
Sharpening your blade now. Your samurai sword is getting sharper now.
Yes.
And now you're aware. Now when you go to restaurants, you eat out, you're self-aware now. Okay, I can eat this, I can have that. You have an idea now.
Now I notice my bill is a lot cheaper. I'm like, whoa. I'm like, what am I eating here? I'm like, because normally drinks, when you add all the drinks in there, fuck. You're sometimes paying more for drinks than you're actually eating.
A lot more.
And for stuff that doesn't, and me knowing better, right? I've been in the bar industry, club industry for 25 years. I know that stuff doesn't cost what we're paying for it.
And so I always ask people, pay attention to how you feel the next day when you wake up.
Oof. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like me and my wife talked about on Monday when we hit the gym. We're like, imagine all the people who are hungover from food. I get the Niners play and all that, but imagine all those hungover people the next day to leave in Vegas. It's crudo, just hurting. Head, it feels like they got hit with a baseball bat. How many times I left Vegas hating that place?
The only thing I felt, it was a food hangover for me, right? Because I just... We had a night, the prior night, we had a great night out at dinner. Then the next day, I had a lot of carne. So for me, it was very protein heavy.
Yes.
The salt, I'm very sensitive to it. I can tell now if the food has...
Now you're being aware with your vessel. You're aware.
I'm learning how to navigate myself. I'm just so very conscious now of where I'm at and where I'm going. So it's just,
And it's hard. This is I think every human being wants to master the vessel that they're in. We're all in this car right here that we're driving, but nobody really knows how to drive it. Now you're learning. Now I've learned, and I'm still getting better with it. You're learning. You're starting to, now I shift gear. Okay, now I go into gear second. People are stuck in gear one. They don't know how to get out of first gear.
What do you see? What's the game plan for you? I know that one of the things that I told you is that I want to, while you're mentoring and coaching me on myself and me, I said I'm going to reciprocate. I'm going to teach you business skills. I'm going to teach you expanding your mindset on a business level because you've mastered where you're at right now. And that's where I want to be. I want to be where your mindset is at, where you're at physically and the transformation you've created. What do you see for yourself in the next 6 months, 1 year, 3 year, 5 year for your business and really the movement that you're trying to create? Because there's nobody that's doing it here. There's coaches out there, but we see some of the influencers that are out there. I mean, there's some pretty – the stuff that you're talking about is not something that's new. It's out there.
No, it's out there.
It's just the mindset, right? You know what? One of the guys that really makes me think about this is Coach Javier Mendez over at AKA. Talk about mindset. He builds – fighters, superstars, but it all comes down to mindset, right?
He pushes them beyond their levels that they don't know that are there. Same thing I told you. I want to take you somewhere where you never thought it's attainable. You probably never seen it. There's a quote that I like from a guy that I follow online. He says, create the man that you admire and give him to the world. And I live by that. So I did that with me. I created the man that I admire and I gave him to the world. So that way I'm living proof. Like, look, guys, anyone can do it.
Yes.
I have no special genetics or gifts. It's just here. My mind is strong. Why does David Goggins able to run 100 miles in a clip like that? He can wake up and go do it because his mindset's unbreakable. And the guy barely has knees. Yeah. Why is Tony Robbins is where he's at?
Yeah.
His mindset is strong.
Yeah.
He had a lot of trauma growing up, too.
We're talking about trauma. We'll touch that one on that. For me, the traumas in my past have always been my rocket fuel.
Exactly.
And weight for me has been a rocket fuel now. Like when I see something that I look at myself and I'm like, fuck, I talk about greatness and business and all these great things that we want to do. And I'm just like, when I look at myself and I'm like out of line with myself, I just have to bring myself and realign myself and ground myself and then just really think about, fuck, where am I going at in this life? Where do I want to be? So going back to what do you see? What is it that you want to accomplish out of what you're doing right now? Because your company is fairly new.
Yes.
You've been doing it for a while, but
yes.
you've formalized yourself. Now you're Where do you see this, and what can I do to help in creating this movement, this beast? We want to create a room of like men, right? Yes. That we're, yeah. I don't want to hear, like you said, we don't want to hear about, oh, I'm too old for that shit. No, if you say that, we're going to give you a couple more chances before we have to cut you out of the team, because yeah. we can't have that negativity on our, we can't have that. That it becomes contagious.
Yes.
And it can hurt the team. So where do you see us going with all this, or where do you see yourself?
So for me, I want to grow my online presence, obviously. Okay. That's one of them. Just
Your YouTube. You want to grow YouTube
channel, Esco Elite Fitness, my YouTube channel. Okay. My Instagram, Mike's Classics and More. Also, I just want to wake men up.
That sounds more like cars, bro. Mike's Classics.
I know. It did start off as a car page, and I've been running with it because it's been like 10 years, so it's hard to switch that up. So my thing is like muscle cars and muscles now.
All right.
But really, I want to do good while I'm on this life. Like, wake men up. Because a lot of men are asleep.
Yes.
They need to wake up. They need to feel like warriors again. And when I see outside, there ain't no warriors out there. Nothing. So definitely financially, I want to grow financially. But before I do grow financially, I got to flip one person at a time.
Ooh.
You're my calling card. You're my business card.
No, thank you.
Guess what? All the people you rub elbows with, all those guys, those billionaire friends and clients of yours, they're going to see that and they're going to want what you have.
Oh, they're seeing it now.
Because
they're seeing it.
You can't buy that.
No.
It takes hard work. Just like in business, you have to work your ass off to get to the top.
It costs money, right? I mean, because it costs, right? It costs. Accountability costs. But
yes, it does.
That's the cost of doing business,
yes.
Right? And just like anything, there's a price that you have to pay. Now, I mean, for me, how important is it for me to extend my life now? As much as I possibly can, because I got big dreams. I got big goals. I want to hit them. I mean, I want to build this podcast studio. I want to build our Studio B production. I want to build the Mauricio Mejia Live. I want to build the Mauricio Mejia Live brand. I'm ready to start traveling, going on speaking engagement now that the world is open. I mean, I got Dallas coming up. We got Los Angeles. We got Miami with the Aspire Tour. They just had the one in Santa Clara. It's going to take a lot of energy and focus. And,
exactly.
And for me, I also see it in my body. My body has transformed dramatically in the last 3.5 months, 4 months. And when I see I can see my abs. I was like, what?
Yeah, yeah.
And I know you're going to push me to the point where you're right. I've always, one of my dreams was always to have, aside from when I was 16 years old and I was a lot thinner, my body composition was a lot different. I had abs, but I want to see at 48 years old by this June, I want to see myself fucking pull on my shirt and be like, "What's up, girl? You want to?"
What I always tell you, I say, "Listen,
want to wash your chonies on my abs here?"
Yeah, that's funny. And I always tell you this: I go, "Listen, just do the work, and I'll guide you there. I'll give you your dream body." Because a lot of people think like, well, I'm this age, I can never look like I was in my 20s.
Nah.
I look better at this age than I did in my 20s. I have pictures to prove it.
Yeah.
Why? Because I'm not eating like shit. I'm not going through drive-thrus late night eating like shit. I'm not drinking, partying. I'm not Friday and Saturdays drinking my ass off. That's all calories. That's all wasted calories. Guess what? Your body's storing all that.
Yeah.
So by you honing down and being locked in, you're going to start seeing changes.
Yeah.
Your body's going to change.
I've completely seen it, and I've even seen, you know.
What do we say in life and in business? Comfort kills growth. Ooh. So don't get comfortable. Along the way, I always tell you.
Getting a little coaching here right now.
Don't get comfortable.
Comfort a lot. Kills
growth. Yeah, people who swim in comfort,
it's a highlight going right there. Life. Comfort kills growth.
They don't go nowhere in life.
I'm going to tell you, I'm going to talk about some body shaming here, right? Let's hit that subject.
Yeah.
I got trolls. I got people. You know, I got one guy right now, you know, I don't want to say his name, but he's punk, and he'll hit me with the dad body bullshit.
Yeah.
But let's really address it. People judge by our appearances.
Yes, they do.
Period. I don't want to. You can have the most qualified person, but if you don't look like you got it together, and then you have somebody that's not as qualified, but they look like they got it together, the mind or the choices are, who do I roll the dice and take my risk on, right? So I've seen it. I have people that are in my.
I'm glad you're talking about this.
Yeah,
because I say this all the time. If a company, say a CEO. Got two candidates. Candidate A, dude sharp, got a lot of, I wouldn't say sharp, but he has a lot of education, looks impressive on paper, but he's 300 pounds obese.
Yeah.
Candidate B, not as much education, but his energy is glowing. His zen is glowing. There's something radiating.
Yes.
come up with this guy, because it looks like he's going to get more shit done.com. I always say, I mean, my wife, it's a thing we say. It looks like he's going to get more shit done. This guy looks like a slug, like he's barely going to move.
Yeah.
And so who am I going to trust?
And perception, right? Yes. Perception versus reality, right? And so when people, it's not a sensitive, I just don't know how to address it, and I don't want to fucking say the wrong thing here. I mean, not that it matters, right? Because this is about just keeping it real.
Yep, but being truthful.
And I do know, and I've seen it. I mean, it's who do you really want to do business with, right? So when you reminded me of what I, what, well, one, when you showed me in my face a picture of me again, and then a person of where I'm at, the picture of where I'm at today, and we put them side by side, I was like, fuck. I was like,
isn't it crazy?
And I told myself, who would I do business with? Who would I want to kick it with?
Yeah.
Him or him? And I was like, fuck, this dude looks fucking like player mat status, and this dude looks like fucking slob. I'm like, so you've seen it. You've had to have witnessed. I mean, it's like, fuck, let's hit on something like that. I mean, body shaming and shaming people. I mean, you just... It's real, or people making decisions because the way you look, present yourself.
Yeah, it goes both ways. People body shame. Not so much, I wouldn't say a lot of people make fun of people who are overweight. They're more sensitive because you got to be cautious with that. People fish shame, though. They get jealous that you're fit and you're lean and you're ripped, so they accuse you of doing things, or negativity comes your way. Like you said, there's haters. So there's haters.
I need them. I need more. Please, please comment on my YouTube, man. I read them, by the way. So I do read them.
Another thing that gets me irritated, and I've read it, and I've said this to my wife many times. Like, I'm tired of turning on the fucking TV set, and I see commercials for pharmaceutical drugs. And what do they show? A fat, overweight man every time. Like, this is how they're portraying us, how we're supposed to look. And I don't buy into that diet bar bullshit. I think it's all bullshit. But I think that's how they want us to look, society.
Yeah.
They want us to be weak. They don't want us to be sharp. They want us to rely on their medication. And I'm complete opposite of that.
Yeah.
But people are asleep. They're not waking up. They give into it like, well, this is just supposed to be the way it is. I'm this age. I'm supposed to go to the doctor and get my meds. No, you don't, man. You could turn your health around. And another thing, if you go to the doctors, and I've gone to the doctors to check up on my health, they never push you to say, maybe you should diet or exercise or physical fitness or nothing. Not once did they mention it. I called my own doctor out on it. Yeah. I really went down on her. Like, how come you guys don't push this with your patients? Because everything I see, including you guys, I called her out, including you guys, your staff, you guys don't look the part at all, period. You guys, I bet you guys, none of you guys even know macros in this hospital, which is shameful. You should have macro coaches working with your patients, helping them out. But no, I know what you guys want to do. So that kind of pissed me off to do this, too, like. Against the grain.
One of my goals right now is, so the only medication that I'm on is on the cholesterol pill right now.
I take a high blood pressure medication, too.
And the reason why I have to do that is because my
triglycerides that's
are through the fucking roof. Well, the reason why my triglycerides are through the roof is because I was fucking drinking so much. And that is the result of it. Now, all my other cholesterols are, boom, they're like hitting them. They're within their ranges.
Yes.
So these last 4 months, I haven't done blood work in the last 4 months. My next blood work is coming up. I've been doing the pill just because I want to just stay the course.
Yes.
But I want to see what happens because I want to see what the doctor says, right? I want to see if the doctor says, oh, look, you've got, if he doesn't notice that my body has fucking transformed and that I've lost weight and all this other good stuff, and he gives the credit to the pills, I'm looking to get off the fucking pill.
That's a good goal to have.
Because that pill has side effects. Eventually it's going to have something, and that's been one of my goals, is to get off that cholesterol pill, because I've also cut back on the drinking. And I know that I've done it before. I beat those numbers before because, again, I was aware. But I wasn't consciously aware of the shit that I was doing. So crazy stuff, man.
Yeah.
Anyways, I want to hit you up on one thing, right? Because you always refer to your wife, and that's partly why this all came together. Because
she's a big part of my success. Hey. She helped me do this.
So I remember when we first started working out, and we started working together. You always defer back to my wife this and my wife that. I was like, fuck, I need to meet your wife. And we talked, I had her on the show last week.
Yeah.
And we talked about it. And I just, how important is it to have that support? Because when we were talking, you deferred. And to me, I like that because I knew that I wasn't just doing business with one person. And that's why I asked you, I said, I want to meet your wife. Because your wife has, in my mind, right, I'm looking from the outside looking in, has influence, not influence where it's an overbearing or overpowering.
Yeah.
It's a yin and yang version of a relationship, which is beautiful, right? Because I think you guys are an anomaly. We talked about this at dinner. The shit you guys talk about on her show, Candidly with Coffee.
Yeah, man.
I'm like, and then you guys do the show twice a week. I'm like, fuck, how do you guys run out of content? Because you guys keep going. How important is it to have the support of that significant other in these journeys? Because how important is it?
It's very important.
Yeah.
If you don't have that support, you're not going to have no one to lean on. You need your partner to lean on. And sometimes you need help. And as men, it's very hard with prideful to ask for that help.
Yeah.
But one day, I didn't know this. I asked her, you know what, babe? Can you teach me how to do this macro stuff? I'm ready to learn. I was hard-headed for a while.
Yeah.
I was just dragging my feet. I kept saying I want to do it, but I didn't do it. Then one day I said, no, I got to do it. I'm talking too much.
Crazy what happens when you ask for help. Yes. I got to tell you a true story. I remember 2008, 2009, and 2010 when the economic first collapse that I went through as an adult, the real estate and stock market collapse. I was so hard-headed. I was so prideful. And then one day I just remember I needed to ask for help. I needed to get back on my feet because I knew that this mind – the experiences I had already been a millionaire. I had already experienced such great success, and I don't remember what exactly it was, but whether it was Les Brown, Eric Thomas, or Tony Robbins, or David Goggins, somebody said something about asking for help, slowing down, stopping, and asking for help.
Yeah,
and I just remember that I asked one of my friends that I had around me. I said, "Hey, I need help. I need to really." And then when I did that and I opened up my energy, myself,
yeah,
God, the universe, whatever anyone believes in, there's something above, obviously above us all. There's
for sure.
Things just started coming together, man.
Yeah. And that's the thing. A lot of guys, men are prideful. They're scared to ask for help. And I keep telling them, reach out, ask for help. It's okay. But they don't want to.
Yeah.
Like, you reached out to me, you want to help.
You're yeah.
Like, whatever reason, something clicked. Like, I'm ready to change myself.
Yeah.
I'm ready to give this a try.
Yeah. You see that? And exactly. And that's
so definitely. So you probably thought, like, he must know something if he looks that way.
And that's the way, that's how all of it came together. And we were able to close this, not even close. This is how we began this journey together.
Yeah.
Because I saw something that you have. You saw something that I have. And if we reciprocate and if we make this thing work, fuck, the it's endless.
And
right?
We both come from the same world.
Yeah, I love it.
We know we're both extreme dudes.
We're from the street.
Yeah, we know how to party.
Man, we don't want to talk about that.
We know how to get crazy. We know that. But when it comes to health and like really like thinking about the second half of life, this is where you got to take shit serious and draw a line. All right, had enough fun in my life. And you can still have fun. But at some point, you got to draw a line in the sand and say, all right, it's time to get fucking serious and lock in on myself.
Yeah, no, I'm, and that's, I've been here, but now this has been a full circle reawakening, a full just like awareness now that, again, as I turn 48 this year, I want to, these next few years, these goals that I have, I want to make them, I want to get there quick, shrink down the time frame, because I have the energy. That drive again is just woken up. That beast, like you said, the cage, the lion out of the cage.
Yes.
Now there's nothing that's gonna get in our way.
Everybody has a beast inside of them, but it's just dormant. You got to wake it up.
Yeah.
And another thing I say to you, man, is stop being in a race to the grave. Everybody has one foot in, one foot out. I don't know why everybody's in a hurry to die.
Oof.
Everybody's in a hurry to die these
days. That's deep right there.
They don't want to live. No one wants to live. You hear a lot of guys, I'll die for my kids. Why not say I want to live for my kids, man? You're the example. When you say lead by example, it starts in the home.
Yeah.
So a lot of guys are drinking, doing shit they shouldn't in front of their kids, eating like absolute shit. Guess what? 9 times out of 10, their kids are going to follow their lead and turn out just like them. You got to break that cycle at some point. So these fathers need to break that cycle. We've seen it with our parents, so it's our turn to teach the younger generation, all right, it's time to lock it in. No more. Because I don't want you to turn out our parents did on medications. I lost my mother to diabetes at 65. Lost my aunt in Costa Rica to 56 heart attack. Lost my cousin at 40 to a stroke. At some point, we got to say enough's enough.
Crazy.
But the way society is right now, they don't seem to be doing that. It's a losing battle.
Well, I mean, it's definitely it's a journey. It's a lot of hard work.
For sure.
And just like I tell everyone, business as well, nothing is easy. And if it was, everybody would be doing it. Sounds like like a typical or just like a redundant cliche, but it's the truth. It's the facts. In order to get to where we want to get to, it's going to take a lot of work, a lot of commitment, and focus. Where do you see me at with you in this journey? And yeah, just where do we go from here, man?
I see you looking like a whole new man for your 48th birthday. I want you to blow.
Hey, we're celebrating big, actually. I say big, I mean we're gonna. It's like the unleashing, right? I can see myself in a suit, just like I'm gonna pop out of a box and shit, be like, ba-ba.
I want you to blow people away that I haven't seen you in a long time.
Yeah.
Like, holy shit, look at this guy. He completely transformed 360. Your energy is just gonna be like glowing. Yeah. And like I told you, people are gonna be begging to do business with you because your energy will be glowing. I'm like, this guy's sharp. He's on point. I want what he has. And that's like my goal, to build my business through you.
Yeah.
Build you up. To the rest of these big wigs in Silicon Valley, do you want to be built up? Well, it's going to cost you a pretty penny pretty soon.
Yeah.
Because like you said, everything costs.
It does.
And you can't put a value. We're the most important asset on planet Earth, and people don't realize that. And you shouldn't place a value on yourself.
Yeah.
But people do. They'd rather have the fancy car, the fancy houses, but in the meantime, they're slowly killing themselves. And they don't realize it.
Let me ask you, what is your rocket fuel? What's your motivation? Aside from you, right? Is there a family member? Is there somebody, something or someone that drives you? What is the ultimate thing that you want to see from Mike? Mike, what do you want people to remember you by?
Just do my small part in the world, man, and help men out. Right. Help them out of pure too, because this is where it all starts.
Yeah.
I want people to look back like, damn, he helped me up, save a life.
Oof.
I almost lost mine 4 years ago to bad mental health and Xanax addiction. Wow. I'm here. I got a second chance. So to save a life.
Nice.
Because a lot of men are dying right now internally. They need to be woken up and be saved.
Yeah. Well, I think that we're going to, I think that this is the beginning of that. And I think we're going to reach a lot of people. And guys out there, don't be afraid to ask for help.
No.
Seriously, if you're here and you're watching this, reach out seriously, because there's a lot to life. We've known a lot of people that have actually committed suicide and done
We have,
just because of wherever dark rabbit hole they've gone down to, and it just starts. It just, sometimes you got to just ask for help and don't be ashamed of it.
No,
yeah, no. there is no shame in asking for help and then reaching out. So I definitely want to extend that out to everyone out there. I mean, if I can open up that opportunity, that door, or be that gateway to saving a life like you in one way or another.
Exactly.
Whether it's a conversation, advice, or whatever, man. That to me is motivating. Just like people ask me, well, Mauricio, why do you want to be a billionaire so bad? I'm like, it's not that I want to be a billionaire. It's that I want to hit that goal so that I can make a bigger impact and give back. It's not the zeros that's behind me. It's the fact that I can make moves and make an impact on grander scales versus, I'm still doing my part, but we're only here once.
That's it.
We're only here once. And for me, if I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it big. And that's why there's no fear in doing things for me. My work ethic, impeccable. People that are around me, work ethic, impeccable. We're not afraid to put in the work, because in reality, what the fuck else would we be doing right now? If we weren't doing here, building content, reaching out to the world, and saying, hey, guys, fuck it, we could do it.
Yeah.
You guys can do it too.
Exactly.
Fuck, that's deep in itself right there, right?
Yeah. And people are looking at you for leadership. So they see what you're doing. They want what you have, like I said. So you're leading from the front.
Let's go. Let's make it happen. I just want to thank Mike Escobar. Mike, my boy. I want to say thank you again from the bottom of my heart, bro. We're family now. Yeah. I already told you that. This relationship doesn't end anytime soon. It's we're building forever. We're
just barely warming up. Barely warming up. We're just barely through the first quarter.
I have to use you on episode number 3, bro, because we're still getting the kinks out of the way, though, too. But I just want to say thank you. I wake up and I'm grateful. I thank God every morning that I have another day and that my body is transforming, and that... and that if we can help others, and this has made an impact on them, and we did our job today.
Exactly.
And again, I want to invite everyone to continue to come watch Mauricio Mejia Live. We're broadcasting downtown San Jose, Studio B. It's every week. There's a new episode. Next week, we got Zach Waldron. That's going to be we're going to be talking about all the big events that we're doing in 2024. And a lot of other great things. I got a lot of great guests that are going to be lined up. And I know that we're going to circle back again
for sure
in a couple of weeks or months to see where my progress, and we're gonna look back at this and be like, hey, remember this? Look at the way I looked.
Exactly. Watch this. Stay tuned.
Anyways, yeah, stay tuned. And again, thank you so much, Mauricio Mejia Live, Studio B, downtown San Jose. Let's go.
Go.
Mauricio Mejia Live.